Are you recording?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get it. Hello and welcome, everyone. My name is Cole.
And my name is Ben.
And we are...
The Stream Team!
Our goal is to help you navigate through the various streaming services out there to best make use of your binge-watching time. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about Disney Plus. Now, Disney Plus has been around there for... almost as long as Netflix. It's one of the bigger names. It's pretty established. And it has the benefit of owning both Marvel and Star Wars, so they have lots to offer. Let's get into it.
Boom!
Okay. Now, first off, we're going to be talking about TV shows. And there is quite a lot to offer. And that is old TV shows, as well as Disney Plus original TV shows. Most notably, we have the very popular Mandalorian that also spawned the Book of Boba Fett due to its success. The shows aren't related, I should say, besides the fact that it's...
You don't say!
Well, you know, it's Star Wars, so they are related, but, you know. Those are two... Those shows, I mean, especially Mandalorian, critically acclaimed.
You know what's related to Boba Fett is Modern Family.
What? How do you make that collection?
I just see Modern Family on Disney Plus, and it brings back good memories.
Me too.
Boba Fett does for you.
No, because Boba Fett's pretty new. They're still putting out episodes, and I actually have not gone into it yet, so I can't say too much about it, but I do love Boba Fett, so I will be watching it eventually.
Why does Disney Plus have Family Guy?
You know what? Okay, you're jumping all over the place.
I'm upset.
Why? I mean, I guess it doesn't really belong on there.
Because it was on Netflix, and now like Netflix only has season like...
It's like 10 to 16 or something like
yes,
that.
Yes,
like,
it's something ridiculous.
Okay, let's talk about that. Yeah, let's talk about that. So, not only...
It's not there anymore.
Wait, seriously? It's completely off Netflix?
It's gone.
What?
It's gone.
Damn, really?
Okay, this is exactly why riffing is so awesome, because we can just jump and be like, what is going on?
Okay, there you go. So, Family Guy completely off Netflix, and... on Disney Plus, they have seasons 1 to 20. Wow. Wow.
That's impressive. Not fair.
Not to mention, as far as animated comedies go, they also have The Simpsons and Bob's Burgers. As well as, like, you know, the plenty of kids' animations, but that's a whole different beast.
Didn't Disney buy 20th Century Fox?
Oh, that's a good... I think so.
Maybe is that why they own everything?
Disney. Okay, let's just get this out of the way. Disney owns everything. All right?
I mean,
they own everything. They're poaching so many shows off Netflix. That's just, you know, that's just how it's going to be. When Disney Plus first started, it was kind of a smaller catalog of shows, I feel. But over the years, they've been taking more and more off Netflix, as well as adding more and more of their own new content. So it's pretty big now. Pretty big.
The acquisition of 21st Century Fox by Disney occurred between December 14th, 2017 and March 20th, 2019. It took a few years for the deal to close.
There you go. Okay.
But that's why Family Guy has moved to Disney, folks.
There we go.
And The Simpsons.
Was Simpsons 20th Century Fox?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that explains it. But just with that, Family Guy, The Simpsons, and Bob's Burgers, just like pretty much the three biggest animated adult comedies out there. Thankfully, Netflix still has BoJack, which Disney does not, but also BoJack's a lot heavier and tough on your mental, so keep that in mind if you're going to watch that. Meanwhile, Simpsons and Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, all just stupid, funny shows, great for a laugh, throw them on anytime. I gotta say, I don't know about you, Ben, my favorite out of the three, definitely The Simpsons. Classic, can't beat that. You more of a Family Guy man?
Is that what you're know? Doing? You know what? I am torn between The Simpsons and Family Guy, but if I had to go with my fave between the two, I think Family Guy, because it was just so much more wacky.
That's true.
You just see, I saw and heard things that I was like, The Simpsons is definitely not this crude.
Yeah, I was gonna say Family Guy's a lot more adult in that way. The humor later just knows no bounds. Like,
exactly,
they have no boundaries. They'll
exactly
talk about anything.
And yeah, what I loved about Family Guy is that they just pushed the envelope really early on, and it was, the content was original. It was sharp. It was witty, and it was nonsensical. And then later on, after like season 7 or 8, and I mean, just look at season 20 today. It's not the same as it was when it began, and it evolved into something that I don't even think Seth MacFarlane really likes it anymore, to be perfectly
honest
with you. Yeah, it's just not very good.
Oh, I had no idea. I have watched, I think I've like watched 1 till 16. I may have missed a couple episodes. Like, I haven't watched every single episode, but I've watched a fair amount. And, like, because Netflix only had season, like, 10 to 16,
mm-hmm.
the new episodes is pretty much all I could watch, because
right.
I didn't have Disney Plus at the time. But I found at least, like, 10 to 14 seasons were pretty solid. I have no idea what season 20 is like now, so it's kind of disappointing to hear that, because Seth MacFarlane is kind of a comedy genius.
He is.
Yeah.
The problem is, this show is bigger than him. You have writers that come and go as they please, and if they don't like an environment, or they're just burnout, or they move on to greater things or whatever, they tend to leave. And then you get other writers who really change the tone and the direction of a series. And I think that's, in my opinion, from my view, I think that's contributed to a decline in quality for Family Guy. And you know, The Simpsons, I don't know how, but they managed to stay sharp, relatively speaking.
That really is amazing. Like, The Simpsons, from season 1 to season 30, bro.
Yeah, they're going strong.
They are. It's amazing. Like, I'm pretty sure The Simpsons is the longest running TV series ever.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the case.
With the original voice actors.
Yeah. Is it all the original? I thought one of them got swapped.
One of them left, and that was the guy who played Mr. Burns, Mr. Smithers.
Oh, okay.
I already forget.
But still, having the main cast still there, 30 seasons? That's absolutely crazy.
No, but the fact that the quality of the series has more or less...
It stayed the same.
It hasn't really declined all that much.
I've watched old episodes. I've watched new episodes. Both of them are, I'd say, equally funny.
Yeah, I'd say the content, the writing is solid.
Yeah,
and that's an important factor right there. Everything else could be great. It could look amazing. You can have a star-studded voice actor cast.
But if the writing's not there...
It's not going to work.
Exactly.
And that's the same with any element. That's the same with, you know, if the sound is crap, if the way that they recorded was not good, if the animation is, you know, subpar...
It's all got to come together, and it certainly does with The Simpsons.
It does.
And, like, as far as the whole animation goes, it's nothing that flashy. Like, it's not new age. Like, it's same character designs they had since season 1. A little bit touched up, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's cleaner.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, pretty much aesthetically, still the same. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've noticed that with the same with Family Guy, really, in terms of the way... I think they made it more three-dimensional, though, in the series. It just looks much more refined.
Oh, by, like, season 20?
Yeah. Hmm. Look at the intro. Look at the difference between the intro to Family Guy in the first few seasons and, like, season 18, 19, 20. It's a spicy meatballs.
Okay.
All very right, different.
Look out for. Now, switching gears and going back to something you were talking about previously, we have Modern Family.
Oh, yeah.
Which, first of all, I love that show. Gotta be, like, definitely top 3 favorite sitcoms of all time.
Oh,
personally,
they're so good.
The writing is just brilliant, and I love the characters as well.
I'm pleased that I actually got to see a Modern Family script. I believe it was in my comedy writing class.
Oh.
And it was just such a... I don't know if it's honor is the right word, but it was such a privilege to see it just written out well, like, this was the first iteration. This was the pilot script. So you got to see someone's idea literally just fleshing out onto paper, and then, you know, lo and behold, the rest is history.
That's awesome. Love to hear that. But the thing about Modern Family is, I'm not sure if you knew, but it was on Netflix. Did you know that?
I think so. I don't remember.
That was the place to watch it. They had season 1 to 10 on Netflix, or maybe it was 11, I'm not sure. But they had it on Netflix, and I think it was just last year, 2021, that it got removed from Netflix. Mm. And here it is, new home, Disney Plus. Same with another sitcom, New Girl. I don't know if New Girl is still available to watch on Netflix, but it's here. It's on Disney Plus, so...
Yeah, you heard it from here first, folks. You heard it from Cole Smith's New Girl is out, his favorite show on Disney Plus.
Oh, what, you think I'm embarrassed by that? Hey, New Girl's amazing. That's, what's her name, Zooey Deschanel? She's hilarious.
You know, and don't forget to watch Golden Girls. It's number 2 on Cole's list.
Oh, those are so different. New Girl is hilarious.
Bro, it had Betty White, okay? That's much better than Zooey Deschanel.
Well, it's Golden Girls.
Or is her name Zooey? I don't know. Is it Zooey Deschanel? Deschanel?
Okay, now you're just being an idiot.
Okay, now, Golden Girls was a classic, okay? You had Betty White in there, and she lived the longest out of all the entire cast. She was the first one born and the last one to, unfortunately, she passed away. Yes,
I know, just before her 100th birthday, right?
And just before 2022 started. It was kind of synchronicity is the word. Like, what's the, not synchronicity, there's a movie not Simpatico, no, and everything is like harmonious, everything works.
Isn't that synergy?
No.
Maybe I'm wrong.
It was with John Cusack and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Well, you get back to me on that. Meanwhile, I'm going to talk
Serendipity! It was serendipitous.
Okay.
It was almost like serendipitous. Like, everything, the world came around and she was kind of just meant to go.
Nah, man, that's so sad. I wish she could have lived to her 100th.
You know, not everyone could live, you know, no one lives forever.
I know, but she was so close to 100.
I know, but bro, she lived to, yo, when you live to 99, you call me, okay? I mean, if I'm alive.
Oh, I probably won't, but I'm just saying, it's a huge deal. She was so close.
I know, and when everyone was talking about it, and she was saying, she was like, oh, I'm in great health, I feel great, I can't wait, and then she croaked.
Very sad, very sad. But if you are a Betty White fan, Golden Girls is on Disney Plus.
What about Hot Cleveland?
I don't know about that, but Betty White Goes Wild. That is a National Geographic show with Betty White and animals. So,
that's what I was just looking at her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what made me think of her.
Oh, yeah, so Betty White content, you gotta hear. It's on Disney.
And apparently all the Home Alone movies are here as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got the first one, the second one, the third one, and the fourth one. Okay, so I've seen all four.
Three and four are garbage, don't bother.
Yeah. Actually, the third one, as a kid, I was like, this one's actually kind of fascinating. But as you get older, yeah, you find out that really the first one was the best, and the second one was a pretty decent follow-up.
Exactly. Beyond that, just don't. But
yeah,
we'll get into movies later. Now, back to the TV series.
Oh, they have 10 Things I Hate About You? Okay, yeah, go ahead.
10 Things I Hate... What one's that again? That's familiar.
With Heath Ledger and Julia Stiles.
Oh, right.
It was a coming of age. Anyway, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to talk quickly. Going from the Betty White, there is tons and tons and tons of National Geographic.
It's pronounced Betty White.
Anyways, plenty of National Geographic stuff on here, and for some reason there's like a billion vet shows on Netflix. You got Dr. Oakley, Yukon Vet, you got Dr. Pull, Rocky Mountain Rescue,
Critter. Did you say Netflix?
Did I say Netflix? No, Disney. Disney has tons and tons and tons of vet shows, which is very interesting. I don't personally like them because they get pretty graphic, but my girlfriend loves them, and they're...
She's a vet tech.
Yes, she is, so I guess that would help.
That's why she loves it.
If you like looking at animals and seeing the stressful environment that...
If you like seeing animals get sick and die and get left for dead, then these shows are for you.
What? No, that is not what happens here. Anyways.
I'm sorry, you tell me what happens. They find
you. I just did!
Okay, so what happened?
But they're vets. They bring in animals, they help them. You know, that's what vets do.
Yeah, but like you're showing like the sad side of like a, you know, the sick pet, and it's
No, it shows intense situations, but like, I mean, sometimes bad stuff happens, but usually they come out.
Sometimes they die.
Hey, that's life. You can't save every pet that comes in, just not how it works.
I love how we associate die, the word die, with it's that's life.
Hey man, it is what it is.
Death is a part of life.
Okay, let's change.
Existentialism.
No. Let's change veins here and talk about Marvel. Yeah. I know it's your favorite, Ben, but
I'm looking at Parts
aside,
of the Caribbean right now.
Oh, that is phenomenal. We will definitely get to that in the movie portion. But let's talk about Marvel TV shows, because they have been popping off over the last year and a half, I'd
hate
say.
Marvel.
Which is why I'm going to be talking about this segment.
Okay.
We've got Hawkeye, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Loki, the What If animated series. And I got to say, I have not watched all of them, but the ones that I have watched have been very good, very top, like really high quality, and like people love them, which is why they just keep coming out with them. It's really hard to stay on top of everything that they have because there's so much. My favorite was the What If series, animated, and actually surprisingly funny, humorous. I was not expecting that, but yeah, tons and tons and tons and tons of Marvel stuff. So much Marvel stuff. Marvel fan, Disney Plus is no-brainer for you. Just buy it.
Damn.
Yep. Okay, well, what do you think, Ben? Should we start talking about movies now?
I mean, if it's all right with you.
Sure.
I just don't start talking about Marvel movies.
I will not. So let's talk. Oh, sorry. Here, I'll get it out of the way. The one Marvel movie I will talk about is Eternals. It was a very diverse cast as well as crew, but unfortunately the movie reviews weren't really good for that one. I don't know why. I thought it was a great movie, very different, so definitely worth a watch.
In what way?
You know, not like your typical Marvel movie, you know, beat the bad guy, that's it, the end. It's kind of like Eternals, these people who have lived thousands of years, no, millennia, more than that, like, so long, but essentially they have to like sacrifice the planet for the sake of the universe, and they're not willing. Some of them are not willing to do that. Some of them are willing to do that. So there's like infighting, and it's like, I no spoilers, but it's very interesting.
No spoilers, but everyone dies.
Exactly. If you like The Rock, we got Jungle Cruise. Have you seen that one, Ben?
No.
It was a good one. It was good. Anything with The Rock is good. I'm a sucker for him, but it was a quality movie. Just you like The Rock, watch it. You don't like The Rock, still watch it. It was good. And then we also got National Treasure. You've seen that one, right, Ben?
The one with Nicolas Cage?
Yes.
Yes, I did. It's been a while. You know, I'm more of like I'm more of like a Night of the Museum kind of guy. I just saw that.
Have that on Disney as well. I personally prefer National Treasure. I wasn't a fan of Night at the Museum.
Bro, it's why. Ben Stiller.
I don't really like Ben Stiller.
You know, Ben Stiller doesn't really like you. Considering that his first name is my name.
There you go.
You sack of donkey garbage.
Well, I just don't like much of his movies or humor, but that's
okay.
Here
okay.
Nor there.
What about The Sixth Sense?
What's that?
It's a thriller on Disney Plus. Remember The Sixth Sense where I see dead people?
Oh.
Yeah.
I've definitely heard of it. I don't think I've ever seen it because I don't watch thrillers, but feel free to go into that.
Well, I think I just watched like a bit of it, and I just know that. I mean, should I spoil it?
All right, spoiler alert. Turn away if you don't want to unplug your headphones, turn down the volume. Go ahead.
You know, this movie's like 20 something years old. If you don't know it by now, it's not my fault. Yeah. Bruce Willis is dead. Turns out he's a dead guy the whole time. And this kid is talking to him because he sees him because he's dead. Daddy.
Okay, well, thank you for that. There you have it.
Oh, All About Steve. That is an oldie but shh, Heidi movie. It's not a good film.
Oh, then, but it's okay if you want a bad film, watch that, I guess. You know, Netflix got the good and the bad.
This is Disney Plus.
Damn it, I keep saying Netflix, don't I?
Yeah, you do. Stop doing it.
It's because we're going back and forth so much.
We are, aren't we?
Netflix
okay.
is getting poached. It's hard not to talk about Netflix when you're talking about streaming services, just because it's the original.
That's but
also the fact that all its content is getting poached by other streaming services.
True, yet Netflix is kicking ass and is still the dominant entertainment network, if you will.
Despite everyone poaching all their stuff, they still have great content.
You know what it is? They're poaching all of their own stuff. That's what these streaming services are doing. They're taking back what's really rightfully theirs. Netflix is creating Netflix originals, and I think, to be quite perfectly honest with you, that saved them.
Yeah, the if they didn't have originals, they definitely would be in some trouble.
They would not be around. They would end up like Blockbuster 2.0. But instead,
that's funny because they essentially put Blockbuster in the ground.
Yeah, exactly. So that would be kind of ironic if they didn't somehow adapt. So I think Netflix is still gonna keep pushing it, and they're gonna keep pushing out.
They're not going anywhere.
No, they're not. And I mean, you can see that. I just looking at my Netflix right now, I see the first five interesting things that I've either watched. Have been recommended to me. One of them is Ricky Gervais' Humanity, and that's a popular comedian and stand-up special. And then
they have a lot of those stand-up ones on there. But hey, we're not here to talk about Netflix. We're here to talk about Disney, which I also don't think is going anywhere.
No, I don't think so either, because they've acquired way too much content. And
they've got Fox, they've got Marvel, they've got Star Wars, they've got so much, so much.
I think it's only the beginning of the rivalry.
Oh, 100%. Like, I don't think Disney is getting close in the amount of content, the amount of good content, the amount of new Disney Plus exclusive content, but I don't think they're ready yet to rival Netflix, but they're working their way up. They are.
Oh, they're getting there. I think in the next 5 years, I think they might be number two.
I could see that. I could see that. It's definitely getting close. One of the more recent films they put on there was Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds. Did you see that one?
The one where he's kind of like a background guy and he's like
in
a video game. I saw only advertisements for that. I never watched it. So
it was great. I loved it personally. My mother.
I mean, it's Ryan Reynolds.
It is. How can you not like Ryan Reynolds? My mom didn't like it, but my dad did. I thought it was a fantastic movie.
He's just so likable. You just want to be friends with him. You want to get a beer. You know, you just want to talk.
And he's Canadian. Gotta respect the Canadian.
He's a Canadian.
And not to mention, they've got tons of Ryan Reynolds stuff on here. There's The Proposal with him and Sandra Bullock. I saw one where he's one where he's an agent.
There's something called the O Canada Collection, and his face is plastered on there.
Yeah, Disney has an O Canada collection. It's got plenty of all Canadian stuff, I guess.
Cheaper by the Dozen 2 is on there, and that has Eugene Levy. He's Canadian, so they're probably anyway, I think it was filmed here, some of it.
Okay.
You know, fun times. Anyway, you got a lot of Canadian stuff here.
As well as, this is Disney. What does Disney... When you think Disney, what was the first thing that comes to your mind?
Cars.
First of all, it's Pixar, but then again, Disney Pixar, so...
There you go.
Fair enough.
Toy Story.
First thing that comes to... Once again, Pixar. Okay. princesses. Disney princesses. That's the classic. Yes. As far as princess movies, you know, you got all the classics on here. You have the god-awful live-action Mulan. Don't watch it. It's...
Well, now I have to watch it.
Same with the live-action Lion King. I actually wanted to see it because it's got Childish Gambino as Simba, also known as...
Donald Glover.
There you go. Thank you. I was about to say Danny Glover. I'm like, that's not right. Also, no relation, so...
Yeah.
There you go.
Everyone thinks they're related.
Yeah, just because of the last name, but, anyways, it got him in it, but apparently the Lion King live action is terrible. I will have to see it for myself before I pass judgment. But going back to the princess movies, there's been a bunch of recent ones coming out.
What's Sneakerella?
I'm sorry, what?
Sneakerella.
Sneakerella? I've never heard of that.
Coming soon to Disney Plus 2022, this high-energy, music-driven Cinderella story.
There you go. Is it live action?
It appears to be. It's an aspiring based on it's okay, so it's based on a girl named Elle, I think, an aspiring sneaker designer from Queens who works as a stock boy. Okay, so it's a boy in a shoe store and he hides his talent. Sparks fly after a chance encounter with Kira King, a Manhattan princess charming of sorts, with a nudge from his best friend and a sprinkle of magic.
Okay.
Elle finds the courage to lace up and dream big. Okay, so some dude who likes to make sneakers is going to be called Sneakerella, and
classic
it follows a male.
Oh, interesting. A different take on the Cinderella story. That'll
I
be,
guess
that'll
I
be.
Guess it's from the perspective of the prince who is putting the shoe on Cinderella, except it's he's a shoemaker.
Modern day retelling, I guess.
I thought I heard modern day retail. Like modern day retailing. Because it takes place in a retail store. Yeah. Anyway.
Back to princesses. We got Raya and the Last Dragon. That was released in 2021. I think that was just this past year, right? Yeah, it was. And it had some famous actor playing a dragon. And then it was just a, you know, princess story. I was expecting a lot more from it, and I was a little disappointed, to be honest. And then recently I watched the movie Encanto. Did you see that one, Ben?
Huh? No.
Okay. Fair enough. Encanto. I was like, oh, new Disney movie comes out. And my girlfriend wants to watch it. I'm like, yeah, sure. And then it's going through the movie. And then like 10 minutes, maybe 5 minutes in, probably
someone
less
dies.
Than that. No. It's not somebody dies. I hear music start to swell as she's talking. And it's like... I'm like, I'm sensing they're about to break into song. Please don't tell me this is a musical. And it's a musical.
Oh my god, I hate musicals.
So do I. But I gotta say, I really enjoyed this. I'm not gonna lie. It's so... Encanto is so big in like pop culture right now. Like, there's a million TikToks that are using the We Don't Talk About Bruno song. Like, there's a lot of good songs in that movie, so I don't blame them for using it, but I hate TikTok. But it was a great movie. All good songs. Two of them were really good. The older sister song, and then the We Don't Talk About Bruno song. Those were great, and even though I hate musicals, I loved Encanto. And I did like Moana, too, so fair enough.
I mean, Moana is not Mulana.
Why?
Because I can.
Now, getting back to your section there, Ben, you were talking about Pixar. And, of course, we got Cars on Disney Plus, a classic, a very good movie, as well as Toy Story, WALL-E, and Up. Did you ever see Up, Ben?
I've watched every one of those films, but it's been a while. Up
yeah.
is the one that I probably recall the best.
I was gonna say it's the one I recall the least. All I remember was it was sad, so I didn't like watching it.
I mean, it was a little, you know. It, listen, like you said, death is part of life, and
we're not going back into that. Cut. Cut.
What? The old man's wife died.
I know.
Okay?
That always made me so sad as a kid.
Oh, you poor. Do you hear that? It's the world's smallest violin.
Ah, shut the hell up. Anyways, we got Ratatouille, which I did not know was Pixar. Of course,
I love Finding Nemo. Ratatouille. Why did I think that was DreamWorks?
Ratatouille. I know. I kind of thought the same thing. I should have known from the animation alone, but that was an awesome movie.
It was my childhood.
Yeah, exactly. Just a great movie. I would definitely watch it.
They also have on here Princess and the Frog and The Beauty and the Beast, the live adaptation.
I think I saw the live Beauty and the Beast.
And the live Lady and the Tramp.
Good. They have a live Lady and the Tramp. Have you seen any of those?
If I did, I was asleep.
There you go. That's
sums it up right there.
Enough said, you know. They've been trying a lot with these live action adaptations. Specifically in my background, I love anime. And they've been trying to adapt so many anime films into real life adaptations. And just like these Disney ones, they've all been awful. Really, really awful. You know, we'll see with that Cinderella one coming up, but they've just been really bad.
Well, sign me up then.
There you go. Everybody knows that Disney is family friendly. However, I think with the new content they're acquiring and putting on,
they're broadening their horizons. Their
service, exactly. And once their horizons are broad enough, then they'll be able to compete with Netflix.
Oh, hundo.
That's the thing with Netflix. Netflix has got something for everyone.
Yeah, and Disney right now is mostly for the families, the young kids. But, I mean, then again, it has My Name is Earl. That's the most kid-friendly. And it's got 24. You know, kids, you want to watch something about terrorism? Let's go.
Oh, they had Taken on there, too, with what's that actor's name from Taken?
Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson?
There we go.
I don't know where you are, find you. But I'll find you, and I will kill you.
There you go. That's what I was thinking of. As you can see, based on what we've talked about, which, honestly, out of all the things that we talked about, there's still so much more. There's plenty that, like, we can't fit into a 30-minute episode. So Disney Plus is definitely a recommended streaming service to have, especially for watching with family, friends, and loved ones. If you're on your own, a little bit less so, but with content like the Marvel and Star Wars original TV series, as well as the classics, Simpsons, Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, there's plenty to watch for everyone. And they have not caught up to Netflix yet in content and diversity,
but Disney's getting there.
They are close. Yeah, they're getting there. Really close. So if you want to get it before, like, ahead of the curve, definitely download Disney Plus.
And if you're someone like me who doesn't really enjoy, no offense to Cole, Marvel content or anything that's kind of on the newer end, if you're someone who's more nostalgic, you want to watch Ratatouille or Finding Nemo or Monsters Incorporated or Toy Story or Cars, it's all there, folks. And certainly one for the nostalgia crowd out there.
That's about everything for today. I'm Cole.
And I'm Ben.
And this has been
The Stream Team.